Hey mamas, so yesterday I spoke about the idea of quiet time and how I'm challenging it because the moments I've had with God where my conversations have been so fruitful, have been so clear, have actually been the total opposite of quiet time. So if that's something you want to hear more about, then check out yesterday's episode. And today I'm going to talk about prayer length, also challenging another idea that your prayers have to be long and you have to set your 30 minutes, your 45 minutes of dedicated time with the Lord. Now, if you have that time, that is amazing. I personally have a hard time finding that. And when I've had that at church or at a retreat, sometimes my 30 seconds of prayer, my 45 seconds of prayer have been just as or more effective. Meaning I feel so connected to the Lord. I feel His presence and I hear His voice. But during those 30 seconds, during those 45 seconds, I am so intentionally connecting with Him. Usually this is actually during a cycling class where my physical body is just so busy and my mind is so laser focused on talking to God. I know. It seems a little bit weird because it's usually very loud. There's beating drums going on. There's a lot of music. There's instructors yelling. But it works for me. And when you think about what prayer is, it's a conversation with God, right? It's a moment to acknowledge His presence. It's a moment to praise Him. It's a moment to worship Him. It's a moment to present your request to Him. So does it have to be time-bound? Does it have to have a certain number of minutes in it? No, I don't think so, especially if our mission is to spend time with God, to know more of who He is. And we feel like we have to have a dedicated X number of minutes in order to do that, then when are we ever going to do that? I mean, let's be real. You could say all you need is discipline. Just set aside that time in your day and have the discipline to commit to it. Sure, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't because every day can be a total adventure when you have kids, right? So, speaking to the moms who have a hard time spending time with the Lord because you feel like it has to be this dedicated study time that's 30 minutes long or whatever it is, and you can't find the time, and then you start feeling guilty because you just keep missing your time with God every single day, day after day after day. Let go of any preconceived notions that you might have about the amount of time you need to spend with God. And instead, focus on the frequency. Make it a goal to acknowledge God at least one time a day, really, truly, intentionally acknowledging Him. And I say that because I myself am very guilty of just going through the motions. Oh, I'm about to eat a meal. Let me just say a quick prayer. Oh, I'm going to bed. Let me say a quick prayer. And a lot of times it's kind of the same things. But when I really focus my mind on what am I saying and who is God, who am I talking to right now, even if it's for 10 seconds, those have turned out to be so powerful. And the more times you do that, the more you kind of build that habit, you're going to want to do it more. You're going to be doing it on the go, while you're driving, while you're at the gym, maybe even while you're working. So if you're really struggling with trying to find time to spend with God, I encourage you to think about it as not time-based, but frequency-based. All right, Mama, I hope that's encouraging to you and it is helpful. That is a wrap for today. So I'll catch you again next time for a cup of coffee with a side of faith, wisdom, and hope.